San Antonio, Texas is more than 100 miles from the border, but you find two large immigrant detention centers near there, both of them designed for families. When those detained migrants are released, they're taken to the big city, dropped off in San Antonio. So that's where two California psychotherapists spend their vacation time. Julie Small of KQED in San Francisco explains why.
Alicia Cruz and Chris Mullen have worked together for a decade and see clients in offices right next to each other back in San Francisco. Here in San Antonio, they're getting ready to offer counseling to families in the most unlikely place, the Greyhound bus station.
Let's go.
It's a chilly morning as they drive from their Airbnb to the station. It's Chris's first time here. Alicia's volunteered twice before.
It's not a choice for me. I've got to go. I've got to go help. It was an immense pool that I couldn't really explain.
And Alicia tells Chris the parents may need help talking about what they've been through, in part because they'll need to tell their stories to U.S. asylum officers.
You could see sometimes how intense and overwhelmed they are when they're reliving their trauma. And you're reliving it sort of with them in a way.
Sure,
it's still very
sure.
raw and fresh because, you know, that's what they're escaping.
When you're really disconnected, and that's often the case with PTSD, right, is that disconnect, then it sounds insincere. And also it can be very vague.
When Alicia and Chris arrive at the Greyhound station, dozens of families have already been escorted inside by guards working for ICE. They're buying one-way tickets to reach family members or sponsors around the country. The parents and children are easy to spot in their brightly colored sweatsuits, parkas, and brandless tennis shoes issued by ICE. Many are sick and coughing, and they look dazed in these first moments of freedom. Nuns from a local church hand out box lunches and backpacks with toiletries. Then Alicia and Chris work their way down the benches, providing legal information to families and asking about their experiences crossing the border.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Pues gracias por compartir. Sé que es difícil.
The therapists are also keeping an eye out for signs of trauma or shock. They say people who fled violence are often re-triggered on the dangerous journey here and their time in U.S. detention.
Tengo juguete.
Alicia hands out Ziploc baggies of Legos for the children so they can play while their parents get to talk. Most of the migrants do not want their names used because they fear for the safety of their families. A mother of two tells Alicia she left Guatemala because a gang tried to extort money and threatened to kill her family when she didn't pay up. She describes crossing the Rio Grande with her 10-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son. She starts to cry, remembering her fear that they might die.
Cuando cruzamos el río, nos perdimos.
We didn't have any water to drink. We spent 4-5 hours lost before we got picked up by immigration.
The mother tells Alicia that Border Patrol agents locked the family in a cold, windowless room for 4 days and only gave them one sandwich and one juice box a day. When her children cried, she says, agents told her to shut them up. This isn't your country, they said. After the family was finally transferred to ICE, they were given enough food to eat and access to showers. But the mother tells Alicia she regrets putting her children through this.
I thought it would be easy. People told me, just turn yourself into immigration. But no, it's very difficult.
Alicia listens attentively and reflects back what she's hearing, that the mother made the only choice she could.
The truth is, you didn't come because you wanted to. You came because you had to.
The mom nods and wipes away her tears. A couple hours later, the woman and her kids board a bus to San Francisco, where they have a family member willing to sponsor them. The trip will take 39 hours. Alicia has given her some cash for meals and the name of a place where she can get help when she arrives.
We have a trauma recovery center in San Francisco that works with asylum seekers and does therapy.
While Alicia moves on to speak with another family, the other therapist, Chris, sits down across from a man with a 9-year-old son and asks him why they left Guatemala. The 29-year-old father tells her drug traffickers had built landing strips in the jungle near his town, and he saw local police working with them. One day, a friend told him his name was on a government hit list. The next day, that friend disappeared. As he speaks, tears drop steadily on the sleeve of his jacket.
Yo le, sinceramente, nunca he...
Honestly, I had never thought of leaving, because everything I have is there.
The man crossed the border fence into California last month by climbing a tree with his son clinging to his back.
Yo a mi hijo le dije que se agarrara de acá de mi cuello.
I told my son to grab my neck and hold on really tight. Because I was going to jump, I told him, you have to hold on so you don't fall.
After a week in Border Patrol custody, they were transferred to an ICE facility for fathers and sons. Now they're heading to the East Coast to stay with relatives. Chris is going back to her church in San Mateo to talk about the family she met and how she spent the donations the congregation raised. Alicia plans to return to San Antonio as often as she can. Her family and other parents at her son's school have already donated enough money and frequent flyer miles for her next trip. For The World, Julie Small.
That story was reported in collaboration with KQED Public Radio. Follow more of our reporting about the southern border at theworld.org.